This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's just Doug Steffen. It's Michael Harrison as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by all the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well. A lot of things to be expected this week and a lot of things that are new, including a couple of new affiliates to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are a number of stations in New Hampshire, Michael, matter of fact, who are signed on, Dover, Concord, Laconia, or as they say, Concord.
Concord, yeah. It's Concord.
It's Concord, New Hampshire. So hi to all the folks up there associated with Binney Media. And also in the Pascagoula, I love this, Mississippi. That's where the big boatyard is. You know, they make all the ships down there in Mobile, Alabama, that area. WPMO-AM. Is taking our program as well.
Good station.
Good stations, yes, exactly. All right, so Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here in association with the folks who put a couple of hours together every week, including DJV input from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug. But this is the official way. This is the official word.
That's right. I'm wearing
Michael.
My badge.
Yes.
I'm wearing my badge and
the
my
badge.
Ribbon.
Of honor. You have a yellow. Did you tie a yellow ribbon in your hair today?
I always do.
That's good. Okay.
On my hair. No, I always put it around my tree.
That's right.
I don't have enough hair for the ribbon to hold on to.
Okay. Cut your hair. All right. Let's get to the story.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's get this show on the road. At number 10, we have the Capitol attack investigation still going on. At number 9, we have the education crisis still going on. At number 8, we have the economy barely going on.
Still going on. Kind of going on. Yeah.
At number 7, U.S. foreign affairs. Remember that?
I've heard
that. And that really covers China and Russia and Iran and Afghanistan and North Korea. We have censorship and social media as a burning topic of the airwaves at number 6. And that's certainly an interesting one indeed, full of all kinds of little twists and turns. At number 5, we have Biden issuing executive orders, climate change and immigration reform. Much of the climate change and immigration reform tied at number 5 with the executive orders, or the result of his executive orders. Back to Paris, no more wall. It's like, and now for something completely different.
Keystone Pipeline, say goodbye to all those jobs. Fracking in Pennsylvania.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Deportation of illegal aliens. All right, we can talk about that when we get
the shutdown of free speech. Yeah. At number 4, Trump pardons and Biden cabinet picks. Those two topics were at number 4. Trump has issued almost a couple of hundred pardons. Some of them are questionable and controversial. Mm-hmm. And Biden is setting up his administration. It's kind of amazing. All of a sudden, like, they're running things. It's like, how do they know what to do in 1 hour? Where'd they get all those signs? It's like, right. How did he redecorate the office? I mean, it's like, what?
Do you know that they go through the White House?
I got junk in my office for years that I haven't been able to move.
There's a team of people that go in 5 hours. They paint every room in the White House. They fix bring in the furniture, move out the old, bring in the new, all of that sort of thing. In 5 hours, they get it.
How would you like to sleep in Trump's bed?
Well, the beds are all changed. They take all the beds out, and they put new beds in. All the beds are changed with every administration. It's like the car.
From what I understand, and this is important policy information, we have to be serious. I understand that Trump and Melania slept in separate bedrooms, but that Biden and Dr. Jill are going to sleep in the same bedroom.
Yeah. Clinton and Hillary were in separate bedrooms. I believe the Obamas slept together. I think it has to do with the status of your relationship as much as anything else, you think?
I don't know. I've been watching The Crown, on Netflix, and I'm amazed how nobody in the royal family sleeps together.
They did it Downton Abbey, though.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's a fabulous. It'd be a good binge watch for you and Bernadette. And the movie, it's just fabulous.
Well, we love
fabulous.
British stuff. We love British. Anything with
England. I'm amazed that you have not seen Downton Abbey.
I mean, how much time do I have for mindless binging, you know? I mean, sometimes I avoid things that are good,
Instead, you spend all your time on mindless talk. It's great. Perfect. Congratulations.
So, okay, that's number three, race relations. Race relations is the foundation of almost all.
All right, hold on. Let's do it's always great when things like that, when somebody pulls the plug, time for a good commercial. Time for me to remind you, actually, about the fabulous opportunities presented to you, Y-O-U, with the advent of the Navage Nasal Care System. These you can buy, I guess, in various stores. You can buy them online, which is the best, I think, the least expensive way of getting them. Go to Navage.com. Acquaint yourself with how your nose really works in case your doctor or you didn't figure it out in biology when you were in high school. The nose is the gateway, the gatekeeper, if you will, to all of the things that are important to our bodies, your health and your well-being. All the bad stuff comes through your nose, your nostril air, or your eyes. So if you flush out the dangerous stuff that's in your nose, that's sort of wrapped around the mucus that gets hard, you know what I'm talking about, get that clean nose feeling. Feel well and be well with all natural relief from allergies and sinus congestion. No drugs whatsoever. It's all the Navage Nasal Care System's way of cleaning your nose and opening up the door to a healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Get into the irrigation business, if you will. Clean it out. Navage operates only with genuine Navage salt pod capsules. Creates a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Do it every day. Good for everybody from teenager on. And you get fast free shipping, too, when you go to Navage.com and order it online. Navage Nasal Care at N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, we're working our way toward number one. Mm. Sounds like an old Frankie Valli song. Working my way back to you, working my way to number one. Number three, the race relations.
Race relations, right. I was talking about two. So number two is COVID-19. I mean, that of course is the issue of the issues. That's our big issue, and that certainly is Biden's big issue.
Yeah.
And at number one, two events: the inauguration, which took place, and the impeachment, which is about to. And inauguration and impeachment, the two I
think they're really going to go through with the impeachment, or is it like it's over and over and over, and that's it?
That's the question of the day. My opinion: they should scrap it.
Yeah,
and just move on.
Everything. Move on.
As a display of goodwill, because conservatives and Trump fans, of which there are many, especially in our medium, are saying, how can you use the word unity and at the same time have an impeachment trial? And it makes a lot of sense. So let's see what happens.
Many of our colleagues in Talk Radio have not exactly been unifiers. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, yeah, but I'm just telling you, I'm reporting on what they're saying, and that's what they're saying. No, I think we all have to do soul searching as to how to handle the influence of words in this era, in which words have such sharp and potent impact.
Mm-hmm. Whew.
I've spent my whole career studying and defending the First Amendment and dealing with freedom of speech, and I got to tell you, I'm wrestling with a lot of issues that have changed their nature as a result of these new times that we're in. Mm-hmm. And we're all, those of us who care about these things as being a serious part of what America's about, we've got to really cling to the basic tenets of the First Amendment, which is challenged under these conditions. Mm-hmm. To be continued, obviously. Let's talk about the people. Joseph Biggs at 10. Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman tied at number 9. Both young women who emerged on the scene this week, who I think we'll be obviously hearing a lot about. One is the new press secretary, Jen Psaki. What a pro.
Where'd she come from? What's her background?
State Department and the Obama administration. She's a real professional government spokesperson.
Huh.
It's a certain type of person that I've encountered over the years. You have too. And when you come in contact with one and you see them work, they're extremely professional. And I only saw her one time, and it was on Wednesday evening, her first press conference. She was smooth as they come. We'll see what happens. I'm not endorsing her, but I'm just saying it was a pleasure seeing her. And I'm just totally knocked out by the young 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the youth poet laureate.
Poetess, right?
Oh my gosh. And what a beautiful piece of work. And it had a lot of the elements of rap music. The phraseology and the way the words were laid out in the poem and rhymed, and I think that she's an important person in terms of culture and literature. Very impressive. Yeah. Number 8, we have a couple of bad boys that were rescued by Donald Trump: Stephen Bannon, Albert Pirro. Albert Pirro is Jeanine Pirro's husband.
Judge. Yeah.
Yeah, and she lobbied, Trump owes her. I don't know whether he owes her a pardon, but she's been pretty supportive of him. We got Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. They need to be pardoned by God.
All right, hold on. The rest of the list coming up and more comments about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world for the week of January 18th to the 22nd. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we continue with an overview of the charts, the story chart, the people chart, appear both of them at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there, all kinds of things that are really important for those of us who love the format, want to know what's going on with the personalities. The whole business of talk radio has become prominent in the political arena. A lot of discussion about whether it should stay as prominent or the host that are there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we haven't finished the people list, Michael. So let's go back to that and get some insight as to some of these folks and why they're on the list.
Yeah, we have Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. We left off at number 7. Mm-hmm. And number 6, Pete Buttigieg. And he looks like he's off and running.
Yep.
Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3,
she should be off and running.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, did I say that?
Kamala Harris is at 3. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Trump is bound to lose some of his impact because I think, frankly, that people are going to there'll be a hardcore group. Trump says, maybe I'll start a third party, which, of course, would be complete disaster because even though I'd love to see a third party that had substance that could really offer an alternative, because I don't like either of the parties, frankly, so where is there a new party? But, that's not about to be what Trump puts forth, if, in fact, he even does it. What do you think he's really going to do?
Here's what I think, but this is not an endorsement. I'm not saying I hope this happens. This is not an attack. Yeah. I think he's going to fade.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to fade. I think he's going to fade, and I think that he is going to wake up 2, 3, 4 weeks from now and say, I don't care if I fade. I think he's going to be dealing with so many other issues and so many problems that this will seem like a distracting game to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in platform. I believe that when you step down from big platforms, you'd better damn well work hard and have a following, because mm-hmm. the platform of the presidency is a very hard thing to replace. And what will happen is when Trump pops up on TV or he does things or he goes back to some of his old ways, he's going to appear cheesy because mm-hmm. he won't be the president anymore.
Irrelevant, in fact. Yeah, the bully pulpit that they have is Gonzo, and so, well, you see what.
But I may be wrong. I want to say one thing. Trump is very difficult to predict. He constantly breaks the trends, the rules, He surprises you. He has a resiliency that's amazing. He has an influence over millions of people that's hard to measure exactly what it is. So I say that prediction with all due respect and humility. I don't know.
I said this week on the air, he was a symptom, not the cause of all of the uproar. He just gave people a platform. Remember when we used to talk about Vox Populi and what the talk radio hosts of the 70s and 80s did before Limbaugh came along, all of the different, I mean, I think of Jerry Williams especially. And
it was populist.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't politically populist. It was unpredictably populist.
Yeah, right.
It didn't fall along one line.
Who's the bad guy of the day? Yeah. You know, some of these people. And it wasn't even the good ones like Jerry. I talk about Jerry Williams, talk about the people that I grew up with in Boston. Gene Burns, who wasn't, he was a libertarian. And his tone affected, or that philosophy affected his tone. But he was so bright. And he came across that way, and people were, you know, there have been a school of radio hosts who were like that.
Well, you believe that they sought truth as opposed to victory. Right now, mm-hmm. It's just a matter of seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Right, exactly. There are a few. I think Bohannon is one of them. The guy on ABC at night, whose name I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Not awful. I'm a talk radio expert. What's the guy's name from ABC that's on at night?
When you say to me, I can't remember a name. It's like a sneeze or it's like a yawn. I can't remember it either.
29 past the hour.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
5 people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Super Bowl matchup in the National Football League for the 2020 season is now set. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the NFC. The AFC will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Buffalo Bills 38-24.
We did a good job as far as rehabbing, getting myself ready to go, and I feel like I was myself out there, and we were able to go out there and score points and find a way to win against a really good football team. Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. Pro Bowl in the NFL, has been canceled. On Sunday at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, UFC number 257, Dustin Poirier weathered the early storm from Conor McGregor's punches to secure a TKO at 2:32 of the second round in the pay-per-view headliner.
My goodness!
And Poirier stoic as he comes over and greets his wife Jolie. Oh. A stunner on Fight Island as they attend to Conor. Dustin Poirier has produced the biggest win of his career by a mile.
I'm a happy man, but I'm not surprised, Poirier said in the octagon following the victory. I put in the work. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Countdown. 34 after the hour now on the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers along with the staff, puts together the charts every week. This is the week of January 18th to the 22nd, Inauguration Week. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about talk radio and what it's all about today, because that's really what Talkers Magazine is all about. Talk, the talk medium, talk radio, talk television, some of the great podcasts that are around. There has been this continuing focus the last couple of weeks, Michael. I think we talked about it last week for a while, whether certain companies are sending memos around telling their talk show hosts to tone down the claims that have been made, whether this is beyond now or does it have a life of its own. A lot of people say that the folks who were targeted, the people on the Westwood stations, Dan Bongino, I don't know, frankly. Ben Shapiro, I do, and Mark Levin, I do, and there are others, but they say they never got the memo that was in all of the newspapers, so if...
No, the memo was leaked. Are funny. The memos are either designed to be leaked or they're put out by people that don't realize that they're going to be leaked if they are controversial.
Yeah.
My response to the whole thing is that Cumulus basically put the memo out to, cover themselves legally. Mm-hmm. And to make a statement.
Why would there be a legal problem? Would you mind explaining What, you think legal problems? You mean people suing them for what they're saying, that kind of
suing thing? Suing them what they're saying, suing them for culpability in terms of riots, loss of life. Right. I mean, if you can sue the president, and if you can put the president on trial, and you could, you know, I mean, how far can that go? These people have got to protect their licenses. They have to protect their assets. They have to protect their stockholders. This is not some guy saying, oh, I don't like the politics of this guy. I'm going to, you know, shut him down. This is big business, and it's always been under the watchful eye of those who are responsible for these corporations that own the media. Just sometimes they're active and sometimes they're not. But they always approve of what's on the air and are responsible for it, whether it's in the news.
By letting these people be on the air.
Exactly. The choice of them, the whole fact that the media is so broken up into target audiences, as we talked about before. Right. You think that happens by accident? You think the people that are running MSNBC are saying, oh, we feel like liberals, we're doing the right thing, let's be liberal? No. This much of the audience
is...
Exactly. Yep. So it's when I'm asked to give my comments on these things, I guess a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I know too much. Mm-hmm. It's not the face value of what you think, folks. It's deeper, and I don't like. I like telling the truth. I don't like making up spin and stories. You know, I'm all pro talk radio, but I'm not a mindless booster of it. So regardless, that's what's going on. But what happened, Doug, was by putting the memo out and making a story out of it, they actually blew it past its pertinence. No one's talking about that anymore because they wouldn't talk about it anyway. It's old news. The issue of the rigged election, you either believe it or you don't.
Right.
And now what it's done is it's...
But is there another... Will there be a new issue that will have the same tone to it? And will these people want to tone down their... You know, the world... Finding an audience... See, that's... Well, let's go back to what you said before. Mm-hmm. Finding an audience. Is the audience or an audience, pieces of the audience, tired of listening to all this angry stuff? If the audience is, it'll find programs like the one, if this sounds self-serving, that I do every day... with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. That DJV program is aimed at, you know, even though there are discussions of some of these issues, it isn't like you're the right person and I'm the wrong person, or, you know, get booted in the pants and get off my air. Mm. You'd be amazed at the number of things that come via social media to us. You people should be taken off the air.
Well, we're living in a time right now where it's very difficult to even be moderate, because the polarization has created an atmosphere in which people say, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're not taking a position on it? If you don't support us, you're supporting them. That's how important this is. So it's almost dangerous to be a fence sitter. You get caught in the crossfire of these two sides. So nobody is safe. There's no safe ground anymore in this type of an environment. But are people getting tired of it? Slowly. Mm-hmm. Not fast enough for some to abandon it. What happens is when
that's
you...
Interesting. When you put it that way. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so let's talk about the COVID and what's going on here conversationally. The distribution, who's looking. See, to go back to what I was saying about the Vox Populi and the stories that would be on the front burner, if you will, with some of these hosts that were around 20 years ago, it's that sort of thing. Should you wear a mask? That's not political. Do you slow down? There's a big billboard as you go into Las Vegas that says, please wear a mask and slow the spread. Okay. So taking rather than I'm free and I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't think I should have to. That's not the approach the Vox Populi guys would take.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Let me jump in here because it's more complicated than that. Go back to, your sainted Jerry Williams. Jerry Williams led a giant revolt against the Massachusetts legislature back in the late 80s, the Teabag Rebellion. And what was it about? It was about the Massachusetts legislature passing a law that you have to wear seatbelts in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And Jerry Williams responded to the seatbelt mandate the same way people responding to the mask mandate. That, we know it's safer, we know that there are statistics that indicate you're better off, we know it'll save lives, but the government has no right to tell me what I do in the privacy of my car, and I don't have to put a seatbelt on if I don't want to. This is the government trying to run my life, and this is big government, and this is no good.
That's exactly what he did. And he was very successful.
Okay, so you've been around the block a few times. You get the benefit of hindsight. There's right. nothing really new going on. This is the same old stuff.
I don't know. It was more entertaining listening to him.
Hey, I'm just telling it like it is.
I know you are. I know. But we've kind of cut the wings on some of these people. Let him. But Jerry Williams, nobody ever told him he despised the bosses. And the bosses always stayed away from him because he was, you know, he was
successful. He made the money. Very,
right. Made a
well,
lot
that's
of money.
That's how the bosses determine what they are for in terms of free speech. They want you to be as controversial as you can to the point of getting them in trouble. And then don't be more.
Right. So here's the, I'll let people have a little insight. I used to work at the same station that Jerry did. And I remember the fellow who was the program director and the fellow who was the general manager. When Jerry would get on the air and he would just go into these people and rip them apart and people would call the station to complain, the general manager was ecstatic. The more right. calls complaining he got, the better he liked it. And he encouraged, because that meant there were a lot of listeners and that meant advertising was worth more. And that's what they would do. They were, hey, folks. They're there to sell advertising and make money for the company. That's whatever's going to do that is what they're going to put on the
right.
air.
Right.
You know, so
there's very little concern about the political underpinnings that these formats right. are built on in terms of the guys owning and running the stations.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're like Salem and that it's a different.
Well, and that is also a strategic position.
Yeah.
Salem's adherence to conservative values and to supporting Trump. Was I happen to know the people. Yeah. There is a tremendous amount of sincerity about it. But it's also a political strategy, not a political, an economic strategy position in running radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is an audience that wants that type of steadfast loyalty
and, you know,
to the position.
The naivete of other news, quote-unquote, organizations like the New York Times that rails about stuff, they're in the same league. They found a niche in an audience.
Totally. Totally.
It wants to read the crap that they put out, so that's, you know, what they do. What's new on the Michael Harrison interview up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Doug, Stefan, and Michael, let me remind you about how easy it is. You may think it's hard, but lose an inch a week, lose a pound a day, make your mind up as to what your goals are to lose weight, and then go to toploss.com. What happens when you go there? You read all about Calitrin, which is the top way to lose weight. I think there are people who say, they've asked me the last couple of weeks, or since the beginning of the year when all of the advertising for Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and go to the gym and all that stuff, hey, they're all great. But they lack one thing. That is the ability on these programs to lose the weight and then keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. That's the way, and you can learn about it with the private sessions that you have. They're available with the access you have to toploss.com. You sign up for the program and they'll help you. There'll be a person that every day will check in on you. How can we help? What are you doing? What do you need? That sort of thing. You won't get that with any other weight loss program. So avail yourself of the information because that's really what is most important here. Inform yourself as to what's there. Spend a few minutes. Find out how you're going to lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com, the official site for Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. All kinds of wonderful deals. You'll find them to be easy to get when you use the DJV code at checkout. That's DJV at checkout when you're buying the products at toploss.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may have any value.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the 6th generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview every week, I like to highlight it because there's always a good talk radio perspective, as Michael is the king of talk radio in terms of information. So who do you have this week?
That's almost like being the Burger King. You know, it's really cool. Dom Giordano of WPHT in Philly and a new podcast called Readin', Writin', and Reason. He's an expert on education, and it's all about education and the crisis in America. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. It's at mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
And he is a very good guy. With all the other things, he understands that city cold. He's one of those guys like Jerry Williams we were talking about earlier on, who could get a movement started, get traction, people pay attention to him. He's been in the city. I don't think he's ever been in another city, has he? He's always just been out of Philadelphia.
He comes from Philly. He was a teacher in Philly, grew up in Philly, and has been on the radio in Philly since 1987.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got it knocked.
Phil's in for Jimbo on the Western One Network.
They're good,
and
they're good friends.
For Michael Savage, too.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep. All right, so check it out, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five technology stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen along with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who does the research and explains all of the things after I throw it against the wall, see what sticks. The first thing is the Peloton that's been brought into the White House for Joe to use or not.
Yeah, this got a lot of traction this week as a tech story. So Joe Biden has a Peloton, like a lot of people do, especially during the pandemic. Peloton stock went up like 1,000%. And so, but the Secret Service said that it's a security threat because his, and this is the stationary bike that has the computer screen. So when you're riding on the bike, you're taking an online class and you're watching it and participating through the screen. They can see you and you can see them. It's a virtual exercise class. So the Secret Service said if he's going to bring his Peloton in, they're going to have to disconnect the camera and the microphone because of the internet connection. Those two things can easily be hacked, and there's not a lot of security that Peloton puts into it, because why would you? You know, if you hack into something, what big deal? You're going to see somebody riding a bike. It's not that enticing, but if it's the president, it is. So apparently there is a precedent for this. No one ever really knew, but Michelle Obama had a Peloton when she was in the White House, and they also had to discontinue or disconnect the camera and the microphone. Huh. So it looks like maybe that's what they'll do because, you know, Joe is all about fitness, and as we saw him trotting down Pennsylvania Avenue, jogging with the Secret Service on Inauguration Day, he obviously wants to stay in good shape. So we'll see if he gets to keep it. Yeah.
No hamburgers allowed in the White House now. All right, let's go to number four on the countdown of the top five items in the world of technology. This is a new health pass for those of us who fly or who want to How's this work?
So this is the International Air Transport Association, IATA. This is their Travel Pass app. So essentially, this is going to allow you to keep all of your vaccination information and COVID testing results all on this app on your phone. This will make, and when you're flying internationally, this will, when people start doing that again, this will make things a lot faster when you're going through the airport screening and security. And so they've been testing this out with Singapore Airlines, and it's gotten very good reviews. People seem to like using it. The airport screeners like it. So I think that this is going to be a really good thing. They actually say now they're very optimistic that by March, all major airlines will be using this app. So it'll be available for Android as well as iPhone. So this is, it's a good thing to move forward.
There we go. Number three, Twitter and Joe Biden.
Yeah, so everyone was wondering what was going to happen when when Twitter switched over the accounts from President Trump to President Biden. And, of course, the at POTUS account and at White House accounts, they got completely wiped out, which is something that the Biden transition team was very unhappy with, because Trump didn't lose any followers. He kept all of Obama's followers. Obama, at the time, was the most followed person on Twitter. So when he left office and Trump took over, they transferred all of those followers to Trump. Trump also, when he left with, I think, 33 million followers on Twitter. And those followers should have gone to Biden, but for whatever reason, Twitter decided to just clean slate all of it. So every one of the government accounts got wiped out, and they all have to start from scratch. If you want to see any of the archived Trump tweets, that they are at POTUS45. That account obviously is not in operation anymore, but that's where you can see all the archived tweets.
Number two, there is a new online commission to figure out what to do with the disinformation that everybody seems to think is online.
Well, there is a lot of disinformation online. Christopher Krebs, who is the federal cybersecurity official who actually worked for President Trump, he challenged the president on election disinformation. They did not end well together. However, he said that addressing disinformation online is literally, he said, it's upending our society and literally killing Americans. And so he said that this, he's now a part of this bipartisan commission. It's through the Aspen Institute, and he said, America needs to pay attention to what's unfolding right now and work to ensure that we're not on the verge of a significant breakdown in democracy. And he said right now they've got $3.25 million in grant money from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark. And this is going to be, like I said, it's a bipartisan commission. And they're going to work with the industry, government, and civil societies and different organizations to essentially do the best they can to figure out how to combat misinformation online. And it's a huge undertaking, and it's something that we are woefully behind on.
All right. What's the story with those people who have implantable devices like pacemakers and the iPhone 12?
Right. If you've got an iPhone 12 and you have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, there is a new study out that shows that the iPhone 12 can disrupt the functionality of the pacemaker and the defibrillator. Basically, the bottom line is keep your iPhone 12 out of your shirt pocket. Keep it away from the left side of your chest until we know more. This is kind of a preliminary study that came out. iPhone 12 has more magnets in it than other iPhones, so just be extra cautious and keep it away from your chest.
There it is. Top five items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.